الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا إن نصر الله قريب صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن ولا ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, we are just 10 days away from the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan was packed with activity, people making extra sajdas, people are fasting, people are donating, giving extra charity, people are lifting their hands up in dua. The harams this year was over full, that there was no place to walk, people had to take turns for tawaf, people were taking turns for sa'i, and everywhere in the masajids you find there was a big crowd, and all things, all kinds of worship was taking place. Now we are just 10 days away from all that. Many du'as were made and many askings were done. And just 10 days after that, you and I concede and we acknowledge as an ummah we're in big trouble. As an ummah, you see what's going on in the world, we're in big, big trouble. From where? From Palestine, Gaza, to Syria, to Sudan, and India with the Waqf bill that has been passed, you can see that we are on the back foot as an ummah. Individually, maybe you ask Allah for something and you've seen that the dua materialize. But as an ummah, that we ask Allah to lessen the burdens of the ummah, and the burdens of the ummah has become worse. Allah is the one who is sami', is all hearing. Allah is the one who is basir, is all seeing. Allah is not deaf to what these people are plotting and scheming, and the cries of those innocent babies and the women folk crying. Allah is not deaf to all that. Allah is hearing all that. Allah is basir. Allah is watching like you also. In these ages we got access to watching the pictures and the videos of the relentless bombing and all that is taking place in different parts of the world. Before we only heard in news and we read. Maybe it was better also, I don't know. But now, the pictures are in front of us and it leaves a bad feeling to the heart. When you see all that, definitely any person who has feelings for human beings, Muslim or non-Muslim, when you see all that happening, it doesn't make the heart feel good. And we, as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man lam yahtam bi umuri al-muslimin falaysa minna. That person who does not show concern about the matters and the consequence of our other Muslims, he is not a mu'min. He is not the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah, who owns from where north to south, east to west, sun rising, sun setting, moon shining, stars glittering, ebb and flow of the sea, the leaf does not fall without the permission of Allah. So what is happening is only through the permission of Allah, and is not happening on its own accord. It's a test upon us and it's a reflection upon us that what is going on and what we are doing and how we are contributing. Otherwise that Allah is calculated. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. My eye will sleep and your eye will slumber. The security guard will fall. Oh, he'll be bribed. The wires are cut of the security. And all that will happen. The cameras will go dull. But Allah watching? No, Allah don't sleep. Allah don't slumber. Allah, everything is before him. Whether it's Gaza, whether it's Syria, whether it's Sudan, whether it's Kashmir, whether it's India, all before Allah, all recorded. And Allah is wise, Hakim. Alaysa Allahu bi-ahkam al-hakimin. Is not that Allah most wise and the best of judges in everything? Allah was ready when Sahaba radiallahu anhu were 313. And they had two horses and they had five camels. They were taking turns in riding on the horse. They were wearing their champals and they were going to a battle. And the best of battle in Islam is the battle of Badr. The Quran is saying this, إِسْتَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. In Arabic, when you lifted your hands in dua, before you dropped your hands, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ, Allah readily answered that dua. These are the only men in history that Allah says, اِعْمَلُوا مَا شَيْتُمْ فَإِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. That do what you want, I have forgiven you. Whether you do nafal acts or you exert yourself, I have forgiven the Ahl-e Badr. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said regarding these people, Allahumma in tuhlik hazi al-isaba la tuqbad fil ardi abada. Wallah, you destroy these people here, this 313. I fear your name will not be taken on the earth. These 313 people went, and when they besieged Allah, we are 3 million and 4 million behind the Imam of the Kaaba on the most blessed night, 27th night, Laylatul Qadr, you can say. And you know what is going on in dua? The dua is 20-25 minutes, and three kilometers long is the saf there, and they're all saying Ameen. And 10 days, we can see what is our condition. Why? Jibreel Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was standing with Umar radiallahu anhu in the battle of Badr. So the wind blew. So Umar says, oh Nabi of Allah, what's that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel came with 500 malaika. Then after a while, the wind blew again. So Umar says, okay, what's this? He says, Mikael came with another 500 malaika. Mikael came with another 500 malaika. Allah is saying, مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ. It's the first time in history the four archangels came down on the earth and they blessed the land of Badr. Never did they come. Never did malaika fight in battle. Allah had to teach them. فَضْرِبُوا فَوْكَ الْعَنَاكِ وَضْرِبُوا مِنْهُ كُلَّ بَنَانٍ. You hit above the head and you hit the fingertips. Allah is teaching malaika, this is how you stand in the battlefield. But I am driving at this to say that Allah's help was with them. Why? These eyes had the surma of modesty. And these hands were free of the zulm of others. These legs were walking to halal and running for the sake of Allah. This belt was tied, iffat, chastity. It was tied. The stomach was only taking halal, was not accepting haram. And when they lifted their hands up, then before their hands dropped down, the malaika were already there. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that the first battle, Mulk Sham, we were 8,000 people in the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu, in the Khilafat of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he says the Romans were 100,000. And suddenly we found ourselves, we were surrounded. And when an army is surrounded, you know that the halakat or the destruction, you can't save them. All of us looked down and we looked around and we said to ourselves, Hauna al Mahshar al Yom. Today we are going to die here. Our graves are going to be here. So Wasila bin Asqa says, we forgot our poetry. Normally Arabs, when they're in the battlefield also, and mort is staring them in the eye, they're singing poetry and they run in front. Jafar bin Abi Talib is saying, Ya Habbaza al Jannah wa Iqtirabuha, Tayyibatun Baridatun Sharabuha, Wal Rumu Rumu Qaddana Azabuha, Wal Kafiratu Ba'idatun Ansabuha, Aliyya is Laqituha Dirabuha. This is Jafar looking at mort in front. And he's singing poetry and he's going front. And he cut the legs of his horses. And he said, I will not run from this battlefield. Ali radiallahu anhu is saying, أنا الذي سمتني أمي حيدرا. He lifts his sword up. أنا الذي سمتني أمي حيدرا. كليس غابات كريه المنظرا. أكيلك كيل السندرا بالوفاء. Ali radiallahu anhu, with his sword in his hand, you can see. You can see what's in front of him. Banu Dabba is saying, نحنو بنو الضبا الموت أحلى عندنا من الأسل نحنو بنو الجمل is the موت نزلي. Singing poetry and going front. This was them. He says, Wasila bin Asqa says, when we were 8,000, they were 100,000, they surrounded us, we forgot our poetry also. One line or one sentence came on the lips of each and every one of us. Ya Rabba Muhammad, unsur ummata Muhammad. O Rabb of Muhammad, help the ummat of Muhammad. So Abdullah bin Umar says, I saw like the sunroof opening, that the sky gave way. And I saw 400 malaika coming down. The sun became brighter. It was actually the light of the malaika that were shining. And that which was a defeat turned into victory. Allah's help. Allah's promise is with this ummat. But when? When the eyes were full of modesty. When the tongue was safe and sound from the vulgar words that crushes the feelings of others. The dirt of lies that comes out from our tongue. The backbiting and the slandering of others. And the belt, very loose, no iffat. The legs walk into haram. These people were free of this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, let's say this, yeah? If it happened, they made tawbah. Sahaba were bashar. They made tawbah. Allah's help was there. Today, it's only 10 days from a beautiful month of Ramadan. Duas clogged the masjids, the haram. People standing on the battlefield, people standing sitting in masjids, coming out in jamaat, and all this. Anuflaku wa fina salihun, will we be destroyed? And amongst us, there is righteous. Naam, yes. Is that kasr al khabus? When sin will become predominant, then Allah will destroy us. Destroying us means Allah takes His help away. Destroying us means Allah takes His help away. Brothers, you and I, we need to go like this. And we need to understand that each individual take upon himself. That see, these people are needy. You see the cries of the children. You see the cries of the women folk. It's real all over. And no wrong come in my heart that let me pick up my hand and make tawbah. Let me understand and bold a maiden on my eyes and bold a maiden on my tongue and bold a maiden on my iffat and bold a maiden on my legs. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu is visiting Walid bin Abdul Malik when he catches gangrene on his feet. And Walid bin Abdul Malik says to him, there is no other solution but amputate your leg. So he says, but I'm far from home. He says, anesthetic alcohol. He says, no, in my life I never take it. He was Muftiul Makkah. He was Tabi. His brother Abdullah bin Zubair was Sahabi. So Urwa, he says that, you know what, in my life I never take it, why must take it now? We'll do without it. So as they cut the leg or they amputate, and that which was amputated is in the nurse's hand, he points to him and says, Wallahi, Wallahi, ma wallazi hamalani alayk, ma mashaytu biki ila haramin qattu. But the qasam of Allah, but that Allah will transport me on you. I have never walked to haram ever with that leg. Abu Yusuf, rahimahullah, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa, named Yaqub. in his deathbed, for the last moments he takes his finger and he puts it in his stomach and he presses or pinches the stomach. He says, Wallahu ya'lamu, Wallahu ya'lamu. Allah knows, Allah knows. Ma adkhaltu fi batni dirhaman haraman qattu. He says, my lifetime I never put one single haram of dirham into you. Allah knows. Like how I say, he's stranded at the airport. Okay, don't worry children, don't cry. I got my American Express card. I got on the day of judgment, I got this card to say this, never take any haram. Allah forgive me. Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala, great sahabi, strength of 1,000 men. He fights in the battle of Yamama. And people ask him, okay, what you have as the strongest amal that you can present before Allah? The guy say, you know, leave my small APSA card and I'll leave it. I got this American Express tattoo. Why? The credit limit is high. This is dunya. I'm taking it over there. Abu Dujana has sahabi. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Allah says, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every sahabi we promise Jannat. He took part in Badr. I already gave the fazilat of Badr. That Allah has forgiven you. He took part in Hudaybiyah. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Allah is pleased with all those people who took bait under the tree. So they ask him, Abu Dujana, what action you have that you present before Allah? He says, the weightiest action I have never abused this tongue in my entire life. Leave Badr, leave Uhud, leave Hudaybiyah, leave being a Sahabi, the tongue bowl a maiden, the tongue bowl a maiden. And I have that to present before Allah for my maghfirat. Sufyan Misisi says, I was at the deathbed of Haysam ibn Humayd. His daughter is pressing his legs. He says, Igmiziha. Igmiziha. Go on pressing and massaging this leg. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ. Allah knows I have never walked ever to haram with these legs. Abu Bakr ibn Ibrahim bin Abi Bakr bin Ayyash. The muhaddith was Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash. Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash is passing away. His son Ibrahim is crying. Say, Ibrahim, don't cry. Don't cry. Before Allah, I got this to present. Ma halaltu sarawiri ila haram qattu. I've never loosened my belt. My bottom garment never opened for haram, ever. This is that ummah that came with Usman ibn Maz'un, that he refused to open his bottom garment in front of his wife. And the garments of this ummah has become loose today. The firstborn to talk on the day of judgment. وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. You will be asking your limbs, why are you testifying against us? These very limbs that are friends now. They will say that Allah has given a speech, the same Allah has given the tongue speech. If Allah wanted, you know, because dunya is a test, he didn't do it. When they were looking at haram, we would have crushed the eyes. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ. They may walk into the agencies and going here and there. We would have destroyed them same place. But you know what? Dunya is a test. Allah is not sleeping. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ خَافِنًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't think that Allah is absent-minded or negligent of what people are doing. Muslim, non-Muslim, all before Allah. Gaza, non-Gaza, all before Allah. Syria, non-Syria, all before Allah. No one escapes the clutch of Allah. But we as the ummah, we have clogged the gutters of the rahmat of Allah also. And the nusrat of Allah. So, this is actually a test, or you say that we start now referring sincerely to our Allah. Bark Abid during the time of Musa alayhi salam. Then Musa alayhi salam went out to make dua for rain. And he said, that person who committed a guna, or you say kabira sin, a major sin, don't come with me. It will be your nafusat and your misfortune or your evil omen that our du'as will not be accepted. So Barq Abi came forward and he said, Musa, I want to ask you something. I was walking and the house, the door and the curtains were open. Before I could turn my head, my eye rushed into the house and ripped the chastity of someone else's wife and daughter. Tell me that is a sin. And what I did immediately, because my eye was disobedient, I took my finger and gouged my eye out as a punishment to the eye. What you see of this eye is because I punished my eye immediately at that time. So Musa says, you come here, that's not a sin. You come here and you lift your hands up. As he lifted his hands, before he said, Ya Rabbana, the cloud gave a thunder and the rain came down on the blessings of a man who was preserving his limbs. Jarir Tabri rahmatullahi alayhi is disembarking from a ship. So his murids and students, they looked at him and he jumped from the top to the bottom. So they said, let's we also jump. He's 84 years old. Normally, you know, I went to Zanzibar. So I saw the old method, they throw a stairs down. And those in a hurry, they just jump. And those coming to the, coming through the stairs, they come through the stairs. So I'm imagining that this was like that. That he jumped off the deck. And all of them thought, no, let's, we also jump because Sheikh jumped. They looked up, they looked down, they said, no, too high. They came down the stairs. He says, 84 years you jumped. He says, yes. Hafizna al-a'dha fi sigar, fa hafizahullah fi al-kibar. We protected our limbs from haram when we were young, so Allah protected our limbs from becoming old when we became old. Brothers, learn this, brothers. Allah says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows the betrayal of the eye. When he said this word, خَائِنَة, that it means it's the opposite of amanat. So when you put the opposite of amanat, in other words, you're saying to everyone that all this is a trust on us. Allah has given us in trust, clean limbs. But today, it's an embarrassment that we cannot lift one limb and say, this is park. This limb is pure. I present it before my Allah. It has the greatest credit balance. The doors of Tawbah are open. And the people of Gaza are waiting. The people of Syria are waiting. And you and I, as the Ummah of Muhammad, we have a duty to make dua, to cry the night out. For those people that are caught up in that land, in the hands of people who are hungry to drink, or you say thirsty to drink the blood of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah fail their plot, fail their scheme. Allah bring glory to the Ummah. But the Bedini in the Ummah also has blocked and become an obstacle for the help of Allah to come. So Allah give me tawfiq. Allah give you tawfiq also. Each individual, take it upon himself, the daily, that you know what, for the sake of these people, I will make istighfar after every salah. That's one. Two is that I'll try that I will get up in the morning and make some dua. Or if you can't make it in the morning, then after every salah, what it costs for 2 minutes, 3 minutes? As an ummah, fatubu ayyuhal mu'minun. Allah says, make tawbah in congregation also. Ayyuhal mu'minun. La'allakum tuflihun. Maybe you'll be successful. Shayban Rabi says this year, that the people asked him, how you draw a line in front of the sheep? And the sheep, they don't cross the line. And no wolf cross the line to go to the sheep. Shayban lived at the time of Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi. He was a contemporary too, but he was a shepherd. So when he ran errands, he just draw a line in front of the sheep. The sheep never used to cross, and on this side here, the wolf never used to cross. So he said this here, Ihfazillah yahfazka. You protect Allah, Allah in turn will protect you. So I just draw a line. Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali, everyone knew he passed away. They said, how? He said, in the haram, the sparrow's droppings came down. So how you know that? He says, Allah, on the respect of Bishr Hafi, that he took his shoe out, and he said, on the carpet of Allah and the places of the haram, I'll never use my shoe out of respect for Allah. So Allah respected that. Allah made it such the sparrows don't excrete or droppings in that area. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the wolf, the shepherd is feeding, or you say, took his sheep to the water place. As he watches a wolf devours one sheep, he shouts, ah! He says, what's wrong? He says, no, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz passed. He says, how you know? He says, the wolf ate the sheep. During his zamana, it was so peaceful that the wolf also never used to eat the sheep. Allah has taken his aman and aman away. Aman and aman is not the thing. Aman and aman, safety and security, is not the alarm, is not the cameras, is the one that Allah gives and Allah brings, and Allah is in charge. It's not bought in any place, any security shop. It's earned through dua and amal. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us understanding, and Allah make easy for those people who are suffering. Allah lessen the burdens of the ummah and answer our duas. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.